Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong discusses the enigma of Jesus Christ and the cultural phenomenon of the Jesus movement. He also offers you a free booklet which everyone should read. It's called The Real Jesus.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. We've been looking at a modern phenomenon called the Jesus movement this week. Now, we're not out to knock these kids, as I've been saying, but only to investigate the various facets of the person they're trying to find. Just looking at the moment at the historical world in which Jesus lived. I've been saying that the Jerusalem of Jesus' day was architecturally, at least, a pet project of a king named Herod who was a close friend of the Emperor Augustus. He was voted a god by the Roman Senate. His widow, by the way, had huge statues of him placed in the provinces all over the Roman-occupied world. And you know, we even still call one of the months of our year after his name. You can still see the immense battered heads of this god in little museums in southern France. Anyway, that was Augustus. He was August, they said. He was an extremely wealthy emperor, and Herod was his loyal lieutenant and a very rich king. Palestine was under Roman control, and the king was well advised to get on well with the emperor. Herod ran things from Jerusalem, and he made it an absolute jewel of Hellenistic architecture and culture. If you follow Jesus around for a day on his duties and social visits during his adult life, when he traveled about so much, preaching the gospel and training his disciples, you'd be amazed at the setting you would be seeing. His disciples were amazed. They marveled at the buildings they saw, at the fabulous, big, beautiful granite, marble, travertine, and very colorful stones that were used in the glittering metropolis that Jerusalem was during that day, a trading center, a city of great beauty. Men from equally well-developed cities were awed by Jerusalem, and that's what Herod had intended. He ruled over a fabulous country with a spectacular capital that had multicolored homes, interior plumbing, believe it or not, and you can prove it, fountains inside of private homes and public buildings, Roman baths, mosaic footpaths, beautifully decorated buildings, arches, colonnades, balustrades, all so different from what we think of as the territory of Jesus. You like to think probably of primitive hovels, mud huts, dull brown temple, drafty old-fashioned royal palace, dusty roads, camels, wise men, people standing around in about 100 yards of fabric called a robe. But Herod was rich. He built amphitheaters, gymnasiums, deep ports, man-made ones. In Antioch, there was a marble arcade that was supported by columns and stretched for over 2 miles. And when the Olympic Games were in danger because funds ran out, did you know the Herod of Jesus' day, the same one, contributed so much money that he personally was responsible for keeping the ancient games, the Olympic Games, alive for many years? And all this a few years even before the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. And if King Herod could contribute all that hard cash to all those cities, building monuments, gymnasiums, amphitheaters, public buildings, and even deep water ports, and he gave that money to cities as far away as Greece, then think of what the cities of Jerusalem and Palestine must have looked like, and that includes Capernaum, where Jesus spent a great deal of his time. To really understand what Jesus and his family and his environment were like, you just have to uncover the truth about the world he functioned in, along with his disciples and friends. We'll be pleased to send you a complimentary copy of a book that we have called The Real Jesus. In 31 short pages of facts, it gives you the real picture of the real Jesus. Send for your obligation-free copy of The Real Jesus.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, The Real Jesus, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.